that's working at it.
Mm-hmm. And you're more, you like the power, but you also have, you say you have the speed move. I'm starting to believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, I'm, you know, I like the speed. I did it in high school, mm-hmm. and I like to do it here, and I like to mix it up a little bit. You have to throw the guy off balance.
And you've kept it, you know, you put on, I don't know how much.
I've put on 50 pounds since I've been here.
And you have kept your speed.
Mm-hmm.
That's always the weirdest trick for you guys. I don't understand how that works.
It takes a while to get used to it. It really does. So,
thanks, man.
Yep.
When you're preparing for a team like Penn State, mm-hmm. you know that they could be inside their own 20 and facing a fourth down, and they might actually go for it as mm-hmm. opposed to just punting away and playing the field position game. How does that maybe alter your preparation?
I mean, it just makes us have to be that much more focused and detailed. And I mean, we always try to be like that throughout the week. And I know the coaches here preach, prepare the way that you're going to play on Saturday. And I believe that if the better you practice during the week, the better you play on Saturday. And I think with these guys, like you said, they're very unpredictable. And they run a different offensive scheme than they did in the past. And I think we're really going to have to be prepared this week. So,
and as the defensive line, now that you guys are at the halfway point in the season, what ways would you say you all as a unit progress from, say, when the season first began?
I think we just all have grown up, and I mean, I know coming in, we weren't very experienced. Mm-hmm. I think just each game we're getting more and more confidence, and we're just getting more and more chemistry together, and also as a unit, and I think it's starting to show up on the field.